This is Space Kate at the UK Space Conference here in Liverpool. And I have just heard that there's a chap here who is inventing space chocolate. And I had to find out more. So would you like to introduce yourself and tell me, have I got completely the wrong end of the stick?
Right. Okay. My name is Ivan Pityaev. I'm a physician. I'm in a company called Leica Tech. It's based in Cambridge. Yes, we developed the platform. We developed very powerful chocolate. And the reason we developed very powerful chocolate to reduce the size of actually chocolate itself, because chocolate itself, to have health benefit of dark chocolate, you need 50, 100 gram daily consumption, which is really unsustainable for people. Not everybody like to eat so much chocolate. Anyway, never mind dark. And this is what we've done. And we really developed this chocolate. And also just for the, basically to deal with the problem which people may face in space, particularly long space expedition, because it's a lot of health challenges, you know. And it's behind all these challenges, it's a buildup of oxidative and inflammatory process. They're not exactly manifested in the disease, but they can contribute to this impairment, from the muscle impairment and the muscle wasting, bone mass, cardiovascular complications, sleep deprivation, you know, the fatigue, you know, immunodepression, anemia, and so on. You know. And this is really, we decided to focus on the chocolate for one really reason, because we cannot use drugs for these people to fix their problem. We need to find a nutritional solution, but extra challenge. It's not healthy balanced diet, because it's okay for the normal terrestrial life. But there we decided to address to the one of the example. It's a great food with a great pedigree. It's a chocolate. It's been used in European medicine for the last 400 or 500 years as an anti-fatigue cardiovascular, but for millennia before by Aztecs. And we thought if Aztecs use it for top warriors, elite warriors, and a high priest for endurance, for mental performance, why astronauts can use it? But this is a challenge because, as I said, you need 50-100 gram a day to have a benefit of the health. And this is where technology comes in.
Before you go any further, I just want to say I've got to be careful here, because every day or every other day you can open up a UK newspaper, probably a tabloid, maybe with the word daily in the title, and it will say, chocolate gives you cancer, chocolate cures cancer, red wine gives you cancer, red wine cures... So you at the beginning said the power of chocolate. So we have to be a bit careful. We're not just talking about a dairy milk here, are we? Because that's full of fat and sugar. Well, what do you mean by the power of chocolate? Not just to make you feel good.
Absolutely, because we cannot be confused, really, chocolate-flavored confectionery. It's completely different beast. Of course, it's a milk, which is not maybe bad because the protein, but the tons of sugar, 50% sugar. It's a candy, you know, classic word. Fine, okay. Somebody need to run marathon, they need it, but all of us really don't need it. And this is...
I mean, it makes us feel happy, but it doesn't necessarily make us feel good in a healthy way.
It's really caused damage. We don't want to go this route, but it's nothing to do with the chocolate. If you say somebody wants a coffee, it's espresso. If you want a coffee-flavored ice cream, it's a completely different thing. Same with the chocolate. It's a chocolate-flavored candy, I would say. It's not chocolate. Let's go back what Aztecs used to take and give their warriors and give their priests and their royals, you know. And this was a really to deliver the power of the what is in the cacao.
And is it genuinely, are there genuinely benefits of that if you're having this sort of more pure version?
Look, I'm a cardiologist myself. You know, I want to develop a product to help really, to help treatment or prevention of disease. And the great stuff is that we have hundreds and hundreds of very reputable studies already published about cacao flavanols and benefit for cardiovascular system, for cognition, for different other physiological impairments or condition, or even contributing to the treatment of the certain diseases. But even the chocolate itself has we already know there are three drugs in the chocolate by nature, by default, but we're already taking it. And these drugs are great help to medicine, like from caffeine, which is obviously we know, and theobromine. Theobromine is vascular control, vascular pressure control. It's people extract it and synthesize the drug. It's a source of a lot of health benefit. This is rich product, but it need to be handled properly, not to put in a confectionery or anything else. This is we decided to go to this great pedigree products and enhance it further, but our challenge is to make it compact, because it's a space expedition and you have something very convenient but with the same power and the same health benefit. And this is what it's all about, and this is basically, but we decided to use it as a platform. Because like an iPhone, we make from a desktop computer, make an iPhone, and then started to add functionality with well-established, with a high reputation, like macronutrients, which have certain proven functionality. And we combine together to tackle different physiological issues, which may be helpful in a space. And we've done clinical studies. We've done validation clinical studies. And we put some even product one on the market. And then we already have a study show that we have like a four applications of chocolates that we've done for skeleton muscle health, for cognition, visual and retina, which is people talk now about impairment of eye vision. And we have a cardiovascular, because again, cardiovascular complication space. And this is basically all about. And this is it. It's a, why I say it's a platform. It's a still chocolate. It's a compact, but it's delicious because we want to help people not just survive in a mission, but accomplish it and enjoy the world they, you know, they discover.
So you think you've made a product that is good for you, even if you're taking out all the sugar and all the stuff that most people seem to like, and it still tastes okay?
You can try it yourself. This is the piece.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's try this. This is live experimentation.
It's an airtight container, probably. It's
okay,
not easily...
Well, I'm going to let you open that for me.
I open, but...
So I guess part of the reason you need it to be small, A, is that you don't want to have an astronaut getting bored eating through, you know, kilos of chocolate every day, but also it's expensive to fly stuff to space.
Absolutely right. It's not just... it's not a food. We want to really position ourselves separately. Food is another mission, make it compact, balanced, and so on. It's a treat. It's extra help because we have extra challenges. Food cannot fix it, but it must be enjoyable as well, because it's a boring long expedition. You can try yourself.
Is this the equivalent of getting getting children's multivitamins and putting them in little tablets that taste
very
nice?
Good point, because we developed actually originally capsules, you know, like extract, complete extracts. But the problem is realized twofold. When you had extract from the food matrix, it does not work as good as when it's food matrix. It means it must remain at least to a degree in the food matrix. First issue. And secondly, we want people to enjoy it. And this is why we have a chocolate.
Okay. Well, you've opened up the packet. I have to say, it looks like chocolate. It looks like a normal piece of dark chocolate. Ooh, it smells like chocolate. It smells like normal.
It contains another functionality. It's called functionality.
It breaks like chocolate. That just tastes like a nice dark chocolate. I mean, it doesn't even taste like... Sometimes the ones that you get that are 89% cocoa and they taste a bit bitter. This is good. And you're telling me this is good for me?
Yes, and it's 72% cacao. It's really more than 60. But you see, it's not so bitter because, again, it's technology. We want to make it, you know, pleasurable as well. There is a way to do it. This is, we learn how to control crystallization because chocolate is a crystal structure. And this is where technology is. It's not just blending of anything.
Well, I know that if I have a bar of normal, not very good quality chocolate, and I leave it out in the sunshine and it melts and it recrystallizes, it never tastes as good, it never looks as good. Does your chocolate need to be kept in a certain way so that it can survive a rocket launch, say, to the International Space Station? Have you thought about that?
The main problem with this chocolate, actually, it's oxygen. We want to guarantee efficacy. Therefore, we have in an airtight container. The rest is like a chocolate treated this way. Okay, if it's hopefully, you know, it will survive. We never tested actually how it physically would survive. Put it in your pocket close to your heart, probably it will be okay. But it's not a special requirement for this. More important, we already provide protection from oxidation and other destructive factors. That means we know this, it can last for a few years, well, because it's airtight container. And we have a way to stabilize it, and without affecting any other nutritional properties and physiological properties.
And how is it that you're able to cram as much goodness as you would in a much bigger bar into a smaller packet? Or is that the top secret bit?
No, it's not top secret. It's a patented technology, a patent that publish. The reason is, you see, when we take, for example, chocolate, only 1% of flavanols get absorbed in unmodified form in our body. It means 99% acidity of the stomach, other factors destroy it. There are two ways to do it. Keep pumping the body, but you need more and more chocolate, then you can't get through the door.
That sounds like a good idea to me.
or try to protect it. And we learn to protect this active in the process of crystallization of chocolate from that acidity. And by protecting, we can really shrink the matrix to the treat size from the big bar, but preserve it and give a boost of delivery as a result of it, because they are protected in the path acidity. It means they can be more absorbed.
So you've made this, it's in front of me, I've just tried it. Are there plans to get it to the space station?
I would. This is my first time attending. I'm not in the space community. I've never been. I don't know anybody apart from this newspaper stuff. But this is, I brought this chocolate, try to find the people, because I develop it for the patient. I develop people for the aging condition, because they have muscle wasting, similar. They have cognition issue, visual issues. Very similar, kind of in a slow run. There is moxie-rated, more stressful environment. It's a similar problem, and we have the same tool. I try to find somebody, some people who would be interested, especially people who are interested in the long expeditions to space. Because, as I said, I want to help, and we have a product to help. And we can work together, and we can develop, because it's a range of product, different targets we can address, but I obviously need to be collaboration.
Well, I tell you what, if I make it to space before your chocolate, then I'm definitely going to take some with me. Thank you so much for your time. Is there a way that we can find out if you've got a website? Can we find you online?
Yes, I can give you, I have two companies. One is Leica Techware Technology company, and one actually chocolate company as a spin-off. Because we all already producing, we make in the European Union, we all bring on the market, as I said, for some application, but you're welcome. I give you two cards and you will get it.
Great. So if people want to Google that, it's Leicotech, LYCOTEC, and I will probably tweet some more information about this on Spacecade.
And the other company actually dedicated to chocolate is the Cambridge Chocolate Technologies. Cambridge Chocolate Technologies. Just what is on the tin?
That is basically smart chocolate all over.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.